Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 12, 1806. Mr. McClellan. Mr. McClellan, whom Lewis and Clark meet today, was already known to the captains. He served from 1790 to 1795 as a scout with the U.S. Army in Anthony Wayne's campaigns against the tribes of the Northwest Territory. During this time, he had many adventures, acquired a considerable reputation, and rose to the rank of lieutenant. For several years, McClellan engaged in rather unsuccessful trading ventures on the Missouri and had a great dislike for the trader-trapper Manuel Lisa. In 1810, he joined the overland expedition of the Astorians, traveling with them to the Columbia River. He was with the first party of whites to cross the South Pass in Wyoming, which would become part of the Oregon Trail. He died in 1815 in St. Louis and was buried on the farm of his old comrade, William Clark. This little narrative is from the research of Irving, Lavender, and Carter. Captain Clark writes today,
"A thick fog a little before day. A heavy dew this morning. We set out at sunrise the usual hour and proceeded on 7 miles. Met two pirogues from St. Louis. One contained the property of Mr. Chouteau, bound to the Pinias on the River Platte, the other going up trapping as high as the Mahars. We saw a man on shore who informed us that Mr. McClellan was a short distance below. We took this man on board and proceeded on and met Mr. McClellan at the St. Michael's Prairie. Here, too, we found Mr. Gravelin, who had orders to instruct the Arickaras in agriculture and make every inquiry after Captain Lewis and myself. Mr. McClellan received us very politely and gave us the news and occurrences which had taken place in the Illinois within his knowledge. The evening proving to be wet and cloudy, we concluded to continue all night. We dispatched the two canoes ahead to hunt with 5 hunters in them. Captain William Clark, September 12, 1806.
Mr. Gravelin was the interpreter who convinced the Arickara chief to travel back to Washington with him in 1805. The chief, unfortunately, died while in Washington. Gravelin had instructions to apologize to the Arickaras for the unfortunate death, present them with gifts, and assure them that no foul play surrounded their chief's death. These instructions were in a message from President Jefferson. Understandably, Mr. Gravelin was unsuccessful in influencing the Arickaras on this visit. Tomorrow, another dram for the men.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.